Billionaires are.
Good. You wanted me to start with this one?
Oh, dude. So you know I love show tunes. I love plays. And to me, I think this is one of the best I've ever heard.
Okay.
Your Dave's a bitch. The biggest bitch in the world. His name is Dave.
This is a musical.
Yeah.
There could never be a bigger bitch than little Dave.
This is Julie Andrews.
This is Julie Andrews. Really? I feel like I've seen all of her movies.
Shut up, Dave.
Damn.
Little bitch Dave. Oh, pussy Dave.
Jesus.
Look at his big old ass. Oh, little Dave.
Well, I'm happy I have a big ass.
Well, it's not about you.
Oh, that's right.
Look up, bitch, and right there you'll see.
So you're saying this isn't about me. And you just happen to
pick.
Pussy, 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 Dave.
What's the name of this
you
musical?
Can go straight to
I think it's Pussy Dave, but
oh, pussy
you're gonna really
Dave.
Like this part. This one, I really
I don't
like.
Know if I will.
Bitch, bitch, Dave. Look up, bitch, and right there you'll see his name.
See his name right there,
he's
huh?
The dumbest man alive.
And this is not
he's
about
so
me.
Lame.
And this is a musical.
Oh, yeah.
From like when? The 50s?
From the 80s.
From the 80s. So this existed for over 40 years.
Mm-hmm. This won a Tony.
It won a Tony.
You can go straight to hell. Oh, pussy Dave.
We did a version of this at my high school when I was a kid.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Look up, bitch.
Okay. You did a version of it at your high school?
Yeah, yeah.
Who'd you play?
Bitch Dave Jr.
You played Bitch Dave Jr.
Well, no, I
so that's
I was,
Bitch Dave. Bitch Dave is the main character.
Yeah, yeah.
So you
one
played
of the best villains in the
oh, he's the villain.
Theater, yeah.
So that woman is the hero, and she hates yeah. Bitch Dave?
Yeah, and that's when the play takes a big turn, and that's when she decides that she's going to take
it. And what's the play called?
Bitch Dave.
I thought it was called Pussy Dave.
So, you know, different. It's translated into a lot of languages.
It's
you know?
Translated into a lot
you know
of
how
languages.
Puss in Boots is Shrek's cat in other languages?
Yeah, but yeah. That's like marketing. That's yeah.
Well, in Canada,
like
it's Pussy
the
Dave.
The Bible. You can't,
in
America,
it's Bitch
Canada,
Dave.
In
yeah.
Canada. It made it to Canada, Pussy Dave.
Oh, it's
Dave.
Worldwide.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love it.
So here's the thing. I'm the one who runs the computer and the show. And so Caleb was like, since we've been listening to a lot of songs from my childhood, he was like,
right.
I finally dug up some recordings of some of my favorites.
Yeah, yeah. Just the nostalgia is just overwhelming,
right.
You know.
And so far, not really my cup of tea. But okay, this is the next one.
Right. This is a theme song. 90s cartoon. It was like Nickelodeon.
This was, wait, this is a show on Nickelodeon? Angel hair penis?
Mm-hmm.
That makes it sound like there's a bunch of penises.
Just one strand of angel.
One strand, got it. Wait.
We gotta listen.
Sorry. My name is Dave.
Yeah.
This is two songs in a row that are about a guy named Dave.
Well, this is a show.
Right. Okay.
Dude, I would run into the
Wait,
room. I'd well, be like, oh, is it
what's
on?
What's the name of the show?
I think it was Bitch Dave, but
Bitch
it's
Dave,
not
was it
related
based
to the
on
play.
The musical?
It's not related to the play.
It's not.
No. This is like a children's cartoon.
It was a children's cartoon called Bitch Dave about a bitch named Dave who has a little penis. And
yeah.
Little tiny balls.
I mean, the theme song sort of explains it all.
Sure, but why would there be a cartoon for kids about a bitch with a little dick?
Well, the kids need to learn.
Learn about
you know, they don't
little
wanna,
dicks?
You know, they need to learn about good and bad in this world, you know? And it's like, don't be
and
like Dave.
And is the bitch
don't
Dave
be like
the villain
Dave.
In the cartoon also?
Yeah, yeah.
And you would run into the room, you're saying. You would
oh,
run
man.
Into the room
dude,
to watch it with like your
Saturday
family.
Morning.
Yeah,
you know?
You'd watch Bitch Dave with a little dick.
Oh,
on
it was great. And if I didn't do my homework, I could
not
watch
Bitch
Dave.
That you made about me.
Could I make a song that good? There's no way.
Okay. All right.
I think maybe we just had different childhoods.
Okay, I'm going to play the last one.
All right, this is my favorite radio station when I was a kid.
This is just a station?
Yeah, yeah. This is what I listened to before school. You know, I'd wake up. They had a fun morning show.
Like a whole station? You just have like a recording
of Georgia,
a radio station?
You know, we had different states. You grew up in Italy. New York, and you didn't have the radio. It was a local station.
Right, okay, but this is, yeah. I'm just playing, like, where did you get a recording of a radio station from?
I had to dig.
Like, how old is this recording?
Oh, this was, I mean, the station went off the air in, like, 2000, so this is, like, a 90s.
Where could you possibly find a recording of a radio station
Reddit.
From the 90s? Reddit. Okay.
Yeah, Reddit. Oh, man.
He says Dave Ross.
Oh, yeah. We'll be right back with the weather.
Wait, but that's you're saying that. This is like a rap rock song.
This is their theme song at the station.
Oh, I see. And he says Dave Ross.
Yeah.
What is that? How is this not about me? My name is Dave Ross.
No, you gotta listen. This was every morning.
Every morning they played it. What the fuck, dude?
Well, this gets people going. They're ready to hear the morning show. You know, they're ready to hear
the morning show.
Yeah, top 40
was about
this guy named Dave Ross. This sort of explains all of it here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dave Ross, the biggest bitch in town, a nonstop rock block of pussy bitch, Dave. He's got a tiny cock and no balls. That's right, no balls having bitch Dave. Bitch, 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 pussy, Dave Ross.
I mean, doesn't that get you excited to start your day? You know?
Jesus
get the weather,
Christ,
the traffic.
Welcome to Billionaires Are Good, everybody. Here we are.
Yeah, I'm Caleb Sinan.
I'm Dave Ross.
You may have heard of Dave Ross's name before.
Yeah, totally. I got a whole station about my pussy-ass, tiny little bitch dick. And, man, it's like all of my fears have come true, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a radio station all about you. And
well,
how
not about you. Just a coincidence.
Just about Dave Ross,
yeah,
who has a pussy-ass, bitch little tiny-ass dick.
It's like people say things are lukewarm. Jack shit. That was just a colloquialism. Like, it was more in the South. That's why I probably know more about it.
I see.
Yeah, in the South, it was just like you'd stub your toe and you'd go, pussy bitch Dave.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah. Somebody was being annoying, you'd be like, shut your Dave Ross ass up. And then when I met
Dave
you,
Ross.
I couldn't believe it.
Okay.
What are the odds? I didn't even really know that was a real name. I thought it was like a fictional name.
Well, I'm excited that finally we heard songs that Caleb found.
I found those, yeah. You can check them out on Reddit. It's like they got all kinds of stuff you forgot about from the 90s.
Okay.
Yeah, brings back a lot of good
dude,
memories.
So here's the thing. Writing those songs or like putting them into the thing, you know? You don't like generally I don't know. It's like where is this? What am I looking for here? Generally, sure, they use your lyrics and they like write all the melody and stuff and put your lyrics into it. Mm-hmm. And it repeats itself. And sometimes they deviate a little, but they don't like this. Every now and then, we were talking about it the other day. Every now and then, something happens like this.
Bitch in town. A nonstop rock block of pussy bitch Dave.
It's
got
like
a tiny cock and no balls. That's right, no
like
balls.
A computer wrote
Dave.
This on its own.
Bitch pussy Dave Ross.
It's crazy. It like we put this into a robot and it was like, I see what you're
I know we're
for.
Doing. Yeah. I got exactly what
okay,
you need.
Okay, all right, okay.
See, to me, so far, this is the only use I have for AI, you know?
It's the only thing that AI has done thus far that right. I find interesting even a little bit. And it's because it has, like, it can copy millions and millions and millions of hours of audio from all of recorded time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And, yeah, I mean, I feel like if I were more of an art person, mm-hmm. I might. And well, and that's the thing though. AI for some reason can't actually make hack art that well. I like this because it is reminiscent of something a little bit, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like parody. I can laugh at how stupid it is mm-hmm. that it's taking this sound I'm familiar with and putting different words to it. For some reason, it can't do it with anything else. AI art all looks...
I hate it, yeah.
It's crazy, dude.
Yeah, people are like, oh, it's going to take over movies. And I'm like, I kind of doubt it.
Yeah,
you know dude. What I mean?
And it's just like... Everything has this sheen over it. If it could do the same thing as it does with this music and imitate like 70% of the way of different styles of art, I might be like, that's funny, but I don't think so.
I think at some point there might be like a Terminator 2 day where they make AI illegal or something, but right. I hope they don't take away this because making songs about each other is very fun.
It's very fun. We're having a great time.
Yeah, but people that try and pass it off as real, like that's not good.
We've now done it in two separate years. That's right. It's 2025
2025,
now,
baby.
And I'm still writing Summer of 69 on all my checks.
You're writing checks?
Yeah, I write a lot of checks,
What are you writing a check for?
Well, it's hard to have a small... baby angel hair dick.
Yeah, well,
Caleb.
So you got to pay for. You know,
I got to pay for a bigger dick every day.
That's right.
Dick
that's
rent.
True.
Yeah, dude. Trying to get my dick up.
That's one of my other favorite plays.
Dick rent.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. 525,600 semen. 525,000 gallons of cum. Yeah, you know that one. Dick
yeah,
rent.
No, I've heard about that.
525,600 blowjobs.
So yeah, if you want to play around, go to suno.com. It's our favorite website. You can make a song
Absolutely.
About us if you want.
Yeah,
send it to us,
dude.
You know? Make one about your friends.
Make one about Caleb's little dick. Everybody loves those songs. Those are the only songs that everybody likes. No one likes any other kind of song that was made on Suno. Everybody knows that.
Everybody does
Everyone knows that.
So you know what we're talking about this week, Dave?
George Soros.
Ooh.
So here's the funny thing about George Soros for me is it like... And I feel like this happens to all of us with different, like, news topics. I know almost nothing about George Soros, but I hear his name all the fucking time. And you just hear people, for me, it's normally I'm hearing people making fun of Republicans saying the Soros-funded media or the Soros-funded campaign or liberals or whatever like that. And I don't know who he is.
Right.
I looked him up, obviously. But when we were going to record this episode, I was like, this is fascinating. Like, this is a guy who is like literally a billionaire. He's one of the richest people in history. He's almost 100 years old.
It's crazy how old he is.
People talk about him all the fucking time. And I just like, for whatever reason, it has eluded me what he actually is.
Yeah. Well, he's one of these people that's so old that he was born in something that's not a country anymore.
Is Hungary not a country
anymore? No, it is, but he was born during a different dynasty.
Yeah, yeah, right.
It's like being born in Prussia.
Right.
You know, and he's just been around forever.
Yeah,
and
he was born in 1930, dude.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
That is a long... to be born before... I guess he wasn't born before the Depression. He was born during the Depression.
Right, right. But that's still like it's so insane to be that old. He also looks old and like crazy looking. Like he just looks wild to look at.
Yeah, dude. He looks like a sculpture.
And his name sounds, it's good. It's perfect for conspiracy theories. Soros is a sort of sinister sound.
So there are conspiracy theories, right?
Oh, dude.
So I know of this and I don't know why. Like I love conspiracy theories. So what are they? By the way, did we say... I mean, we said this is Billionaires Are Good, right?
This is Billionaires Are Good.
Go to our website, billionairesaregood.com. Happy New Year. It's 2025. Mm-hmm. First episode of 2025. Starting off strong with some AI songs about my bitch ass.
Those were not AI songs. Those were real songs.
Right. Those were all by Aerosmith. Yeah. All three. Aerosmith is back, baby. Armageddon 2 and the theme
let's
song.
Go.
Liv Tyler is going to fall in love with Ben Affleck again, and it's all about my little dick. Man.
Yeah,
so we're back. Billionairesaregood.com. for all links to our social medias and stuff like that. And if you want bonus episodes, patreon.com/billionairesaregood.
Yeah, dude.
And, you know, it's going to be a good year.
It's going to be a very good year.
Yeah, man.
Here's the thing I've always, because, you know, growing up, I remember hearing about George Soros when I was a little kid.
Really?
It was like, George Soros, he's the left-wing billionaire that wants to, like, you know, take over America, is like the what you would hear.
That's the theory. Okay.
And he, you know, so every time there'd be like a big protest, they go, well, George Soros paid everybody to protest. You
know? Oh, that's right.
So it would be like, but in my head, I was like, wouldn't I, like, we're in comedy. Like, what would you say? It's more than half. Like, most of comedy is not right wing. You know, when you're hanging out with comics, usually it's like overwhelming majority.
Sure.
Wouldn't I, like, in my head, I would, one drunk comic would let it slip once. I got that George Soros check.
Totally, dude.
So that to me was like, either.
Oh, so he's the like crisis actors guy.
Yeah, that's the.
Yeah.
That's what they always say.
Oh,
so,
is it like, have people said that he is the one that created Sandy Hook or something like that?
Anything you can think of.
Anything.
I mean,
okay.
He does fund left wing things.
Right.
But the idea
like
that he's
in
individually mailing checks to Antifa members,
right,
is like a little, I don't know if that's how it works, probably Venmo, but like that's always the thing you would hear, Soros paid actor, you know, so that's what I would hear as a kid.
Right, that's right, that's
and
right.
And then he just kept living, like he was old 30 years ago, and then he just kept being alive, so now it's like, well, is this guy even is he a vampire? What's going on?
Look, man, I think I might be as left as they come. I'm left right. as hell. But could you imagine being 94 and liberal? Like, how does your brain even manage that?
Right, right. Yeah.
Like, what do you think George Soros really thinks about trans people? And I think probably he doesn't think about them at all. Or he is magically, he has continued to progress throughout his life the way the world has. And that would be wonderful. Right. I just haven't seen a lot of evidence of people doing that shit.
I think when you're a billionaire, everyone who isn't a billionaire is like cattle in
sure.
your eyes.
So you already think that
unless
we deserve
to die.
There's
a trans billionaire, I don't think it even registers to him, you know?
Oh, man. Who's going to be the first trans billionaire?
Oh,
interesting.
Man. We might already have one. We don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
How does anybody know anything?
Yeah, how much money does Caitlyn Jenner make?
Good bit, I think.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
She hit a guy with a car.
And that'll make you a lot of money.
Yeah, George Soros is fascinating because he's, and now it's so interesting because now the argument is that, oh, like, we've been hearing this about Soros for 30 years. Now there's an actual, now Elon is the right-wing foreign-born billionaire who's,
I
know,
see,
meddling in politics. And people are like, no, but he's going, you know.
So that's the other thing, man. This shit when people, like you said, someone would have said, Soros paid me to do that. I don't.
Right.
I don't. We don't have any evidence of that. We do have evidence of other crazy rich people doing public crazy things. Like, you know, I would never believe that Elon ever paid people secretly to protest. Because what Elon does is he buys Twitter.
Yeah.
And is like, okay, it's cool to be a Nazi. Just like openly.
Yeah. Well, it's like that Kate Willard
joke, shit.
You know?
Right.
Kate Willard has that great bit about people go, oh my God, can you believe there's a group of a rich group of dudes running everything? She's like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, I kind of always knew that.
Yeah.
Who did you think was running it? Tons of poor women? No, it's a small group of rich dudes. Of course it is.
I told you this, right? That like when we were sort of like segueing out of the like harshest part of the pandemic and whenever like when we were starting to really open up the first time, 2022, I guess. Mm-hmm. I was in Denver. I was at a corner bakery cafe.
Nice.
And there, I was like sitting on one side of a booth, and there was like a big, sort of fake booth wall behind me. And there were people on the other side of it sitting and talking, and they couldn't see me because of that, but I could hear them. And I could tell they were conservative. And they were like, man, they're just trying to control us. And I was like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they're like, yeah, I mean, honestly, this is like borderline, like Brave New World, 1984 kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay. Okay. And they were like, yeah, masks. And I was like, guys. Fuck, man.
Yeah.
I've said this before on the podcast too, but my favorite thing about that is like, they always think that there's some sort of sinister plan, mm-hmm. and that it's for babies and that there's like no reason and it's childish. Whereas like, it's definitely very adult and there's a reason. Like the group of powerful white men that are running, that are controlling us, they run corporations and they want our money. And they do it through that. What the hell does a billionaire care whether or not you're wearing a fucking mask?
Right.
It doesn't matter to them. They don't care at all. They're not. That would mean that they were like horny for you. That's what it would mean. And I think that's why these people think it, because they want to feel like popular or thought of.
Yeah.
Or, you know, because I think it just makes them feel cool that there's a rich liberal out there who's just like, man, I would come so hard if everybody covered their mouth sometimes.
Well, then that's like, your Bond villain. Then you get to feel like James Bond. You know, it's like,
yeah.
I always thought that the masks was just, you need, you know, so you don't lose your mind, so that there's millions of people that don't feel safe. The mask helps them feel a little safe. Even then, that's enough of a reason.
Totally. 100%.
How much would the economy have collapsed if we didn't even have the mask invention? No liberal would have left their house.
Totally.
For ever. So then it would, then the economy would really suck. And then Big Mask gets to make their money, you know what I mean?
That's the other thing. They were like basically free.
Yeah.
They were free fucking everywhere. Oh my god.
Dude, I found one. I just moved and I found one and it would look disgusting. It looked like a coffee filter. Mm. Just, I was like, "Oh, that I don't remember ever washing that one. I think I wore it every day for a year."
Oh, you like just found one because you moved. Oh, no shit.
And I was like, it was like in between a couch cushion or something. And I was like, oh, no.
My main thing about wearing a mask is that it makes me not ugly.
Oh, that, and it makes you feel kind of covert.
Oh, yeah, you know? Dude. I love looking like Sub-Zero.
The airport was better in L.A. because we got the mask on. There was no chit-chat. But now you bump into people you know.
That is another thing. You do get to go incognito. You get, also, you can be like, you can sort of like make a gesture like, oh, I can't, you know, I can't pull the mask down. So fuck off. So fuck off, dude.
Dude, my favorite was on the planes. You know, I'd be on the plane having a beer and you could take the mask down, but you had to be drinking.
It's so funny.
That was my favorite. Drunk on a plane, like, oh yeah, I'm
safe. On a plane too was really funny during that period of time, because I remember like at some point in there, I was on a plane, I was double masked, you know?
Oh, hell yeah, double.
Dude.
Doubled up, dude.
Absolutely. I went like crazy at the beginning of the pandemic, especially. But this guy sits next to me who's like a dude in his 20s wearing a tracksuit who had like a very like pleasant look on his face, and was maybe the most unsettled human being I've ever met in my life. And it was important to me to say that he had a pleasant look on his face, so you know that it didn't feel like some crazy person or some like fucked up dude sat next to me. It was just a guy with about my build who was like 22, 23, wearing a mask, who had a pleasant look on his face, and would not stop moving and touching me with his fucking arms. And it's just sort of like, it's going to be really hard for me to stay masked while I'm killing this guy, you know?
And look, I'll trade breathing your air to you touching me.
Right.
I'll always trade that.
No shit.
Like, don't.
Please, dude, don't touch me.
On the planes, I don't know what it is. I whenever I'm on the aisle seat, I lean in so that, you know.
Yeah, of course.
People still beat the shit out of me with their backpacks.
Totally.
And then their hips. And I'm just like, are you doing this to everyone you go by? I'm not even out in there.
There's some people, too, that like, this is like what we were talking about with politeness on the street.
Yeah.
And like watching your space and how you affect others. Obviously, there's exceptions to this rule, but like there's a certain type of person who like sits in a middle seat and then they just fire their fucking elbows out, dude.
Come on.
And like, again, like, I'm sure with some people it's a situation I'm not understanding. But like, look, man, if you have the type of build where your arms are pouring over, fucking check in earlier and get a window seat or an aisle. Just do that for all of us, man.
Or just
should,
like,
I will. They should reserve the middle seats for tiny, tiny people. I'm big, dude. I don't go in the middle seat because it sucks for everyone.
Yeah.
And it sucks for me big time. And even and when I do end up in a middle seat, oh my God, I'm
fold into
myself. Desperately clamoring to not touch other human beings. And I just don't understand why that's not what other people do. And some people, they proudly and confidently settle in and they just boom, like, and here we go. And, God damn.
No, I know. There's no etiquette. And then it's like, think about all the announcements, 30 minutes of announcements, and none of them are, hey, middle seat people, get it together.
Yeah, dude.
They should do some seat etiquette announcements. It would help everybody.
I mean, the reality is that they should make tickets cost $100 more. We should fly half the amount of time, and there should be no fucking middle seat.
Oh, I'm down for that.
Dude, really. Like, it is, like, when it comes down to it, a, like, airline problem. And yeah. They're pitting us against each other the way that the government does with the poor. You know what I mean?
Or just all first class.
Yeah, totally.
Have an airline. We're called first class airlines. We're called regular airlines. And then at the bottom, they go all middle seats.
Right.
This sucks. It sucks.
How about this? Why don't we distribute the wealth in such a way throughout America that we all don't have to worry about this kind of shit?
I don't think that's it. I think middle seat airlines.
Right. Totally. Middle seat air. Only middle seats.
The pilots in a middle seat.
The pilots. They have windows and aisles, but there's a mannequin in every one of those that is just a piece of shit that has its limbs all over the fucking place.
Dude, that was the one huge silver lining of COVID is for like a year or two, no middle seats.
Oh, yeah.
It was unbelievable. Just so relaxing. Shit. Boarding was so fast.
Right, right.
Just a joy.
Yeah.
The worst seat was still the best seat.
Right.
When they were doing that. And when they brought those middle seats back, it was just hell on earth. Like, I'll take a $9 egg if you give me back the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Man, I'm old enough to remember flying when everyone got a meal. And it was part of the ticket.
Oh, wow. What a world.
I know. And I'm talking in coach. I've never flown first class in my life. And everyone got a meal. And it was bad. But it was a meal that was part of your ticket. And there was a screen in front. Oh, no, that's not true. Little screens placed like every four rows or so down throughout the cabin, folded down out of the ceiling. And you all got to watch the same movie if you wanted.
That seems fun. That's better.
Yeah, I agree. We're all kind of in this together. Yeah.
Yeah, we're eating. We're breaking bread. We're watching the same movie. This is an experience.
I did like that. Like on buses, every now and then I'll be on a bus that is an old school bus and they'll show a movie.
I love it.
Dude, I fucking tell you this, that I was on a bus that played that movie Deja Vu with Denzel Washington.
Oh.
Have I told you this?
No.
I got on a fucking Greyhound. This is years ago now, but I got on a Greyhound, and it was from bumfuck to bumfuck, and it was like me, two old black ladies, and then some woman about my age.
Mm-hmm.
It was really not that many people, and we're interspersed throughout this big Greyhound bus, and it's like 6 o'clock in the morning. Bus driver gets on, a dude in his 50s, and he's like, all right, y'all, we're going to Birmingham or wherever we were going, and he was like, you know, pretty easy ride. We're going to stop once in the middle. I'm going to put on a movie. And all right. And I was like, okay. Puts a DVD in the DVD player. It's the movie Deja Vu starring Denzel Washington, which is such a random movie to have.
Mm-hmm.
And he cranks the volume so loud that it is absolutely just a horrible ride the entire time. And it's just sort of like hit. There was some sort of combination of like how I was raised, how I felt, and his energy that made me feel like I just couldn't say anything to him about it. Also, I sort of feel like old ladies on the bus, they're the ones that can say something, and they didn't fucking say something.
Right.
And that movie is like about technology that can sort of like see 3 days in the past.
Yeah, yeah.
And he tries to like solve his own murder or some shit like that. And it's loud and lots of cuts and Michael Bay or Tony Scott or whatever, the same thing. And so anyway, whole movie is blasting so loud and it's a fucking nightmare. And then it ends and it's a DVD. So it goes to the DVD screen and this motherfucker doesn't stop the DVD on the DVD screen. And so the DVD screen plays for like 45 minutes.
How loud was that?
Same volume. And it's like fucking the same boat blowing up and like a helicopter crashing into a cell tower and shit. And just Denzel going, ha ha, you know, or whatever.
Oh, wow. And
eventually, like, you know, all of us on the bus are looking at each other. And then one of the ladies gets up and just like shuts off the DVD player.
Oh, there you go.
And the guy's like, he like looks kind of weird. And when we pulled over, like 20 minutes later, he put a new DVD in. And we were just like, oh, my God. And then it was like another loud. Yeah. But if it wasn't loud, I would have loved it.
Yeah, no, I like that movie.
Yeah.
The first time I ever went to New York, I took a bus from Atlanta to New York.
Okay.
So that's like 12 hours or something that. So at 10 p.m. to 10 a.m.
Oh, shit.
So it's an overnight bus. So you're trying to sleep. It's miserable.
Yeah.
They play The Conjuring.
Oh, my God.
Which
a
is
horror movie?
Not just horror.
It's like a bloody.
It's bloody demon possession horror.
What the fuck, dude?
And it's a pretty good movie.
Aren't
but
there bus,
there's
children on buses?
Old ladies, you know. It's one of the worst decisions. So literally you got your sleep mask on, you're trying to sleep. And then you hear like, Beelzebub. And it's just like
Jesus,
little girls crawling around possessed. And then, so the movie finally ends.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ugh. And then it just starts over.
What?
And I talked to one of the, like, I can't remember if it was the driver. It's like someone with a uniform on who was like in charge of this bus. And I was like, hey, the movie is starting over. And they're like, no, it's just a long movie. And I was like,
what?
It's literally the opening credits again. And they're like, and then the movie played again, the whole thing, twice in a row, middle of the night. It's 3 a.m. It's Conjuring again.
Why? What do you think the, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Well, what do you think the reason is for them to have a movie playing? Because that's just a guy who's like, I just want there to be a movie playing and I'm going to lie to this guy. Like, for sure. Like, it's obvious, like, he's a human being. He could look and be like, oh, that is the movie again. But
maybe it's a thing where they tried not having a movie playing.
And everybody fucking killed each other.
Yes, and they were just like, distract everyone.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if
that's
you scare
where
them.
Richard Spencer
distract
came from.
Yeah.
A quiet bus.
Yeah. I'll never forget it. It's
holy
so
shit.
Insane. But I still think it's better than now on planes when you come back from the bathroom and you see 300 screens playing different things.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I think about this all the time, man. Like, not to get too corny, but there's something really. There was something really good about us all consuming the same content.
Yeah. No, I liked it.
There's something comforting about like not having a lot of choices. Everyone knows that. But sort of like even if you didn't watch all the same shows as each other, you tended to see generally the same ads and stuff.
Right.
It just kind of made us understand what America is.
Yeah, at least you knew what was going on. Like even if you didn't like something, it was exposed to you.
Right.
And you'd be like, don't you hate this commercial? And everyone would go, yes. Yeah. Like comedians, you could do a bit about a commercial. No,
right.
It's not even possible.
It's crazy. Finding things that we all relate on now is very difficult.
Yeah.
Sure.
I see it every night at a comedy show. And I can't believe comedians are still doing it like it matters at all. They'll be like, who watches Succession? Like two people clap. All right. Well, shit.
Here's what happens in the show.
And then I'll be like, I don't need to have seen it.
Yeah.
To enjoy the bit. If it's a good bit.
Just do the bit.
You know?
Right.
But now it's everything so whatever. Everything's so spread out that I'm just like, if the bit's good enough, I'll get it if I haven't seen the show. I wish everyone saw the same shows. That'd be great. But like, just do it. Just do the bit. What are you doing here?
That's such a funny way to write too. And it's just making me laugh thinking about like, everybody eats Cinnamon Toast Crunch, right? And then the crowd's like, no. Like, well, dude, let me tell you.
Dude, I know. They don't do that in movies where they're like, who's been to Cancun? Next scene set in Cancun. Everybody cool with that? Just play it. Do it.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Totally.
Oh, I hate it. It's like putting pause
so
on the whole
show. So you guys all
drink
3 to 7 Lagunitas IPAs every night, right?
3 to 7?
So who's all married to my wife? Just me?
Yeah, why would it matter?
Yeah, totally.
It kills me, too.
Man, so I got really into sewing blankets.
Anybody know about
you
that?
You guys?
You know?
Yeah.
Why would it matter? But I do like the idea of, like, that's one of the things I loved about the radio as a kid. Mm. It's like, I'd be like,
totally.
I don't like this song.
Right.
But I still know everyone heard it, you know?
Yeah, there was like a comfort in collective knowledge, for
sure.
Yeah.
Now I just found out about Sabrina Carpenter. I didn't even know who that was.
Dude, that's the other thing. I just found out about her not long ago. She's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I like Chapel.
Chapel Roan is my favorite of the current pop stars.
Yeah,
sure.
That's a good. That was like the best album,
dude,
in the world.
And she made it years ago.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
That's so funny to be like, well, that didn't work.
Yeah, I know.
And then inexplicably it does later.
I know.
That's pretty cool.
It is, dude. I also like her a lot. She's a lot of fun.
Seems fun.
She just like, she posted this video once that was like, if I'm walking down the street and you say hi to me and I don't know who you are, I don't fucking want to talk to you. And I don't have to. And I don't really care that you think that being a fan of a celebrity means you get some of their time, because I just don't agree with you and fuck off. And I was like,
whoa,
wow.
She's like Eminem.
Yeah. She was like, I don't support Kamala Harris because she's not anti-genocide. And I was like, this girl rocks, dude. She's just famous and being like, I'm not going to fucking lie to you. And I really like that. Yeah.
No, I like that too. And I think it is nuts to just, I get it that you're a celebrity and you're rich and that comes with what it comes with, but you still should not just accost famous people when you see them.
You shouldn't accost anyone. It's a pretty good rule. That's a rule I follow. Number
no
one rule
accost.
In my life. Don't grab people. Do not grab people. Here's another fun one. Don't expect anything from anyone you've never met.
Dude, my favorite that I've ever had was I was at Just for Laughs 1 year, and I get in the elevator at the Hyatt, and it's me, Joe DeRosa, and Dennis Quaid.
Holy shit.
And Joe DeRosa turns to me and goes, is that fucking Dennis Quaid?
That's the most Joe DeRosa shit I've ever heard in my life, dude. God, holy shit, is that Telly Savalas?
Like, it's like, if the funniest thing to me is that it's a question. No one looks like him.
Yeah, totally.
No one. His brother doesn't look like him.
Yeah,
his
dude.
Son doesn't even look like. No one looks like Dennis Quaid. Obviously, it's Dennis Quaid. It's just you don't expect to be in an elevator with him.
Well, yeah, totally. No, yeah, for sure. What made me laugh is that I know Joe, and he's just like such a guy.
Oh, I know.
He's such a, and he's very, very funny. But he's like such a regular guy in his tastes in a lot of ways.
Oh, just, I know.
It's like you're in a fucking elevator with Joe DeRosa and the NFL logo's on the wall. And he's like, is that the fucking NFL?
But I got it because I was so excited too. I
totally.
Love Dennis Quaid.
Yeah, totally.
Oh,
too.
My God.
Yeah.
There's no one like him.
Yeah.
He's so great.
So, George Soros.
George Soros.
412th richest man in the world, $7.2 billion.
Wow.
It's mostly like hedge fund management type shit, but in 1992, he shorted the British pound and made $1 billion.
I should have thought of that.
Yeah, me too, man.
I didn't know I could short stuff.
Yeah,
I wonder
dude.
If GameStop fucked him up, you know?
Dude, I wonder. He used to be, like 5 years ago, 7 years ago, he was worth like $25 billion. And maybe it was GameStop, dude. Maybe he was like, I feel like that fucked up a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Very funny. Yeah. Very funny.
It's awesome, dude. That movie's great with Paul Dano.
Oh, yeah. The documentary's great. The movie's great. It's just a cool thing in history.
It's cool, man. What's his name? What's he go by?
Squirrel Pound. Roaring Kitten.
Roaring Kitten, yeah.
Roaring Kitten. Or Roaring Kitty, something like that.
Roaring Kitty. There you
go. It was the only thing I saw that actually brought together everyone who in the world.
Right. Everyone who in the world.
Everyone who in the world.
Right. Everyone who like has a sneaking suspicion that there's something wrong money wise with the world.
Because it made even other billionaires were like, that's pretty funny. Like, yeah. All the ones who actually lost their ass on that were like too ashamed to even tweet. They were like, oh.
Yeah, dude.
And just a whole generation was like, we like GameStop.
I know.
I have good memories in there.
Right.
And we're not going to let it die.
Yeah.
Just, it's a fun thing.
And it's also, obviously, it's just so great to watch all those people be wrong. The idea that, like, the market works in a certain way and it can't be swung is, like, really nice to see that that's
what's like watching
case.
Someone bet against your favorite team.
Yeah.
And then the team's like, they bet against us? And then they just try really hard and win.
Yeah. That's totally
it's
what it was
It's just fun, because
like.
It was like us being like, no,
it was like Major League 2.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Oh,
it makes me happy just thinking about it.
I know.
We got to try that again. Let's get another thing going.
Yeah, Pinkberry.
Yeah, don't let Pinkberry die.
I have so many good memories of Pinkberry.
Dude.
Eating blueberries with my son.
If they try and get rid of Barnes & Noble or something, I'd...
I feel like they are getting rid of... Or is it Borders that went away?
We should have done it with Borders.
We should have done
it
with Borders.
Now Barnes & Noble's got
the strangle. But
was
that what it was? That GameStop was about to die? And then they... I thought it was just like GameStop was like low stock.
It was. And they were betting for it to go lower. They were like kind of betting on its demise. And then people were just like, no.
Damn, dude. Oh, yeah. Blockbuster Video. Let's
bring
Blockbuster
that.
Back. So do I. Yo, I mean, we're talking about like all these. That's another thing. I also think, one downside of the internet is that they're like, there's less forced interaction with other human beings. Mm-hmm. And I think we probably have a fair amount of listeners who hear that and they're like, I'm happy I'm not forced to. And I get what you mean. I fucking get it, dude. People can be dicks. But being around people, I don't know, reminds you that there's people.
And well, here's something didn't come up with this, but when I realized that now in 2024 or 25 now, if something is 1 cent cheaper, that's what happens. It doesn't matter if the thing that's 1 cent more expensive is 1,000 times better.
Right.
The thing that's just a tiny bit cheaper wins. And you notice it with everything. And it's just like, you know, I like movie theaters. I like newspapers. I like Blockbuster. I like games. Like all those things that are like, it might be a little more expensive, but it just kind of ends up losing because of capitalism. And it's like, well, what's wrong with the thing that's actually just kind of nice and a little more, you know?
Yeah. Right.
Like,
I mean, that's 100% what we should do.
Yeah.
We should be going for, you know, locally made, locally sourced things. They're always going to cost a little more because they can't create in extreme bulk.
But like reading a Kindle is cool. You can put a million books on there.
Right.
It's portable. But like an actual book is still
totally
better. It just is.
Or what about a Kindle made by your mom? You know?
Yeah. Mom Kindle.
Yeah, dude.
Or like a Fire. A fireplace.
Like a fire you made. Like, burn your house down.
Burn your house down.
Like, yeah, dude. Sure, it's nice to wear, like, Walmart gloves. But why not just burn your house down?
I heard that the other day on the news where people were like, it's funny that the deal with Walmart was they were like, look, we're going to get rid of all the mom and pop shops. Sorry. But things will be cheap.
Right.
And then, like, in the last 2 years, they're like, just kidding. It's still expensive.
Can't really be cheap.
And then they were like, well, you've ruined all the mom and pop shops and eggs are still $1 million. Like, what the hell? You broke our deal.
Yeah. Well, the deal was on stuff.
Yeah.
Not on food. And it should have been on all of it. But so now there are no mom and pop shops. You have to get your shit from Walmart, Target, or Amazon a lot of the fucking time. And they make it out of like string and plastic. It's just like, oh my god, can you believe it, this beach tent is only 15 cents, and then you put it up and it kills two people that day.
I swear it's gonna be soon. It's gonna be, I think it's probably gonna be Amazon. It's gonna be Amazon life. You live in an Amazon house, everything's
right.
Amazon, you eat, it's like you work at Amazon and it's just Amazon life.
Fucking hell.
And I can't wait.
Can you tell that we're in a great mood today? I'm just noticing that we're just sort of like, man, wasn't the past great when we all went to Blockbuster Video and we listened to the radio? Now we're going to live in Amazon and work at Amazon.
Well, it's not bad if it's just one, but it's just the fact that everything is a little worse.
No, totally. Absolutely.
Is the problem. And it can't be everything. And I think it's got to be like, all right, you got to pick and choose. And that's what you do in your own life. You're like, all right, I'm going to have the apps and all the streaming or whatever. And it's like, okay. But like even the streaming where they're like, oh, you paid for no ads? Here's a few. Well, I paid for no ads. Well, there's an ad.
Yeah. I don't know. The ads thing doesn't really surprise me. It doesn't get me at all. I can't believe that they didn't have ads before. There was always ads. You paid for cable, and there's so many ads.
Yeah.
And now that there's ads, it's like we just happen to have a, not that I'm like on these people's side, but we had this like magical, what do you think it was, 15 years where you never had to see an ad. And now they're like, just, you know, TremFya. You got to know about TremFya.
Yeah. No, I think it's just that what I'm afraid of is that the option goes away because of capitalism. Like you can still have a fireplace in your house. You can get a newspaper. You can ride a train. You can do all these things. But like, what I'm really afraid of is the day when they go, trains become Blockbusters. No more train, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
And I hope that doesn't happen because that
I hope
would
so too. Honestly, just based on how like, I don't know, expensive it is and how it's not so popular, I can't believe that Amtrak still exists.
Yeah, it almost makes me wonder what's going on with that. Is it just because it's better than throwing the train tracks away? Like they're just like, we got them. Might as well run them.
There must just be a lot of people that still do it. Because the other thing about Amtrak is it's not like it's cheaper than flying, really. It is at times.
Right.
But it isn't across the board cheaper than flying. And it, especially with long distance travel, like you know, if it took one full day to get from here to Atlanta, or like, okay, it takes 24 hours to get from Chicago to DC.
On the train?
On the train.
Oh.
Yeah. If that cost $40, that would make sense to me. Like, it's way cheaper and it's way longer, and that's the trade-off.
Right.
But then obviously they can't do that because it costs a lot of fucking gas to make the train run for that long.
Right.
So flying from Chicago to DC is like $100.
Yeah. But I've never done this before. I know you've done it, but I want to take a long train ride.
Yeah, yeah. It's
like
fun. It's awesome.
And sleep on there and like mill around and like
Well, and I do think that like a fair amount of people there's a certain sect of the population that's never going to fly for whatever reason, medical reasons, anxiety, preference. Mm-hmm. And then there's also this group of people that are like that are going to take trains because they think it's fucking awesome. Yeah. And are those the only two groups of people keeping Amtrak afloat? That seems like not enough people.
Well, I think they're also banking on people that live very near a stop and need to be very near the other stop.
Right.
Which is an amount. It's not a ton.
Sure.
But if you happen to be right next to one, it works.
And up and down the East Coast, it makes sense. It makes a lot of sense because because it is cheaper, especially if you buy your tickets way in fucking advance. And they run really well. It's really nice. And, God, I love it, man. Like, taking the train from New York to Boston or New York to D.C. and you can, like...
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, man. You read or work for a couple hours, and then you can literally go get a beer if you want.
Oh, it's the best.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, and it's fun to watch things just slowly passing by. It's great.
Totally.
Yeah, let's ride a train, dude.
Yeah, buddy. Let's ride a train right now. How about that?
Oh, dude, let's go.
What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? No, he doesn't even know what it's called.
Forgot again.
Yeah, we forgot to rename something. Usually every week we like to rename something. It's really funny.
Look, the holidays have been stressful, man. Okay?
Yeah.
We're having a little bit of a stressful time. We'll get back to it. Follow us At Billionaires Pod, or join our Discord. There's a link on our website, billionairesaregood.com, to jump in and rename shit with us, you know, when we do it.
When we do it, which is soon, probably.
It is soon. And, of course,
the Ben Shapiro's Beard Update.
Ooh, it is still there.
Dude,
the Ben Shapiro's Beard Update.
Sometime soon, he's losing that shit.
One
he's
day.
Off his rocker about this CEO shooting, man. He can't fucking take it.
Dude. I know. And his own audience is like, dude.
Is that true?
Oh, man. All the comments under all the videos are like, I don't know, man. It's not just the left. Not just the left, dude.
Yeah. Like, that's the funny thing.
And he's like, I've seen my comments. I've seen the comments. It is just the left. And his audience is like, no. No, it isn't.
Oh my God,
it's just
dude.
Funny to just be like, dude, you're just wrong
you're
about
just
that.
Making this up, yeah.
It is, you know, it's just an insane argument. It's like, dude, not everything you hate is just the left. Some things are just something you hate,
right?
And you just got to deal with that.
Yeah, I mean, we're all broke, dude.
Yeah,
you're not, Ben. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe you don't get it, buddy.
Yeah. No, it's very funny. Check out the comments. They
I wonder what Tom McDonald thinks about the CEO shooting.
Oh, we're going to get a track soon, I bet.
I'll bet, dude. I miss him.
Check out Tom McDonald.
I miss Brian.
Do yourself a favor on YouTube. Watch a couple Tom McDonald joints.
Oh, God. Very damn. Funny. Yeah, he's like anti-woke. Very, very dumb military M&M. Is that like?
There's the only, you just got to see it. Dave tried to explain to me what it was, and I was like, what?
And then he put out a track that Ben Shapiro has a verse on.
Oh, I can't even believe. What world? What a world.
Man, Tom McDonald. And there's more of these guys now, and they know each other.
Oh,
these
MAGA, like,
MAGA rappers.
MAGA
dude.
Rap, dude.
Unfucking believable. Well,
we love you.
We love you. Happy 2025, y'all. Welcome to the year 2025.
That's a future year, you know.
That's, it is. It's
that's
a fake
sci-fi
year. Back to the Future didn't go that far.
I know. They didn't
we've
think...
been Back to the Future for 10 years now.
That's why we've lost our way.
No shit.
Yeah.
And there's no hoverboards and there's no huge Jaws holograms.
I really thought hoverboards.
Yeah.
I thought we'd
but
get
it makes
that
sense.
One. No,
we didn't.
No, I want it. I want to hover.
Yeah, we don't even really have like jetpacks really. I mean, there are jetpacks, but not like
not
everywhere.
Really. Not really though.
You should be able to get one at a bodega.
Yeah,
totally.
Amazon jetpack,
just like fire off to a show.
Dude. Maybe 2026.
Yeah, maybe next year. Tesla jetpacks.
Mark my words.
Yeah, we've just made like it's funny. Like we thought there would be hoverboards, flying cars, spaceships,
right.
And really, like, space battles. These are things that we thought were going to happen, and we've just improved
more cameras on the iPhone.
And smoking.
My phone got four cameras.
We have space phones and space smoking. That's what we have.
We took the tobacco out of dipping. That's cool, isn't it?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, smoking, the thing that looks cool? Well, what if it didn't look cool? What if it didn't look cool and it tasted like fruit?
Okay.
What if I just ate fruit? Shut up. We love y'all
we love
so
you.
Much.
Lay it down.
You.